You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. Let's dig in. A lot of entrepreneurs come to me and they ask me some version of the same question. Sharon, I'm working really hard. I'm busy all of the time. I have so much going on, yet it doesn't seem like my business is getting stronger. I don't feel like my business is growing. And my answer usually surprises them. I say, that is because you have gotten really, really good at running your business, but you haven't spent enough time building your business. Most entrepreneurs think that they're building a business, but the truth is, most of them, probably you, are just running one. And those are two very different jobs. We need to do both of them, and they are different. I remember a season when I ended every single day exhausted. I spent the entire day doing dozens of tasks. I crossed things off my to-do list. I served clients. I solved problems. Yet every morning, I felt like I was starting over. Every day at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I accomplish? How did I get here? And I really believe that if I just worked harder, that I would get ahead. And then one day I realized that I wasn't building anything. I spent all of my time maintaining my business. I was maintaining it. I was running the business, yet I wasn't building it. And that realization really changed the way that I started to look at my business. It changed how I spent my time. I started protecting the time that I've set aside to build the business, to improve the business, to vision, to put those pieces in place that we're going to actually move the business ahead and not just keep it running where it was. I was able to pay the bills to keep the lights on, but I wasn't moving and building the business. So running a business keeps it alive. We have to have that piece, but building the business is what makes it thrive. And every entrepreneur has to do both, like I said. But most of us spend the time on the running piece and very little time intentionally building. Does this sound familiar to you? You spend your days putting out fires, playing catch-up. You're late on follow-up or delivery. You're doing last-minute supply orders. Or you're showing your staff one more time how you need that thing to get done. And while it all sounds familiar and every business experiences it, it's actually a trap. If you spend most of your time in your business in reaction mode, putting out fires, retraining people, showing them again, late responses, your business is actually running you. Reaction mode puts you behind the car. Reaction mode is like you're running after it, right? You're running to catch the car. You're not in the driver's seat. I worked with a business owner whose phone just never stopped ringing. She was so, so proud of being responsive because in her eyes, that's what really good customer service looked like. She was constantly on the phone. She was responding. She was constantly being there for them. And every interruption that she experienced during the day became her highest priority. If you're an ADHD person, you will just honestly see yourself in this. Oh, this is now my priority. Oh, now this is my priority. Oh, now this is my priority. And when we are and we're not ADHD and we're just in reaction mode, that's what it feels like. It's like that whack-a-mole. That's where the attention goes, wherever the next thing is popping up. And every day is driven by the most urgent. When urgency drives your business, you are in responsive mode. You are not in a position where you are actually making the things happen. You're just constantly responding. So when we mapped out her week, she realized that she spent almost every hour reacting and almost no time planning. She wasn't leading her business. The business was leading her. So just by creating dedicated planning time, putting in a few simple boundaries, this is the time I'm going to be working on this thing in the business. I will not be responding to customer calls. This is the time I'm going to spend planning and marking things out for marketing. I will not be answering emails during that time. Now, obviously, it's not the whole day, every day. But assigning time in your day, putting those pockets and actually honoring them will release you from the urgency to allow you to plan. You really need to be conscientious and really choose this, because it's not just going to naturally happen. You're just going to naturally run your business the way you run your business. This won't happen. You actually have to build out time and protect that time that you put towards building the business. And whenever we did that, she stopped feeling like she was constantly behind. Because when every day is spent putting out fires, making last minute decisions, and chasing the next sale, there's no place to grow and create something stronger. So if reacting isn't the answer, if we shouldn't just be riding along in the stream with the current, and we should be doing something else, like what does that actually look like? Because build your business sounds great, but you know, it's a little vague, I'll be honest. So we're going to actually dig into what that means. So we've really put a point on this. There is activities and there is things in your business that's building the business. I mean, running the business, like answering the emails. You're running your business. When you're taking care of customers, that's running the business. When you're creating your the thing that you do, that's running the business. Anything that keeps the wheels spinning, that's running the business. So we can have wheels spinning with no destination, right? So how do we get that destination? How do we get that structure in there? That's the piece that we need to always be remembering. That is structure. How are we building that structure and putting it in our business so that in addition to the wheels running, they're going to the place we want them to go? One of my clients could not understand why sales kept slipping through the cracks. She was getting inquiries, she was having great conversations, yet they just were not converting into customers. And so she just thought, it's my marketing. My marketing is bad. I need to improve my marketing. I need more leads. It's that piece of the puzzle is just not working. But actually, when we took a look behind the scenes, we stopped to figure out what was happening at every step of the process. And turns out she wasn't following up. She had great conversations, but then she never spoke to them again. She just assumed that if they want to buy from me, they will. They have the information. They know what to do. They don't need me to call them and follow up. Or if she followed up, she followed up just once. And we know that it takes 7 to 12 times of follow-up before someone will buy from you. So that whole piece of her structure, that behind-the-scenes piece, was completely missing. So when we put that in place, we didn't have to change her marketing. We didn't have to get more leads. We built a follow-up system. And then opportunities that she already earned, that she already put the money and the time and the energy into, those turned into sales. So having just that one piece, that one structure where she was building the business, not just running the business, enabled her to have more paying customers. So systems, follow-ups, financial clarity, leadership, customer experience, and strategic planning don't always feel urgent, but they're what makes the growth happen. You are sustainable. Your business can keep running in the direction you have decided that it wants to run when you have systems in place for all of these areas: follow-up, financial clarity, leadership, customer service, and strategic planning. So those are the areas that you want to look at whenever you are looking at the behind-the-scenes stuff, the foundation, building the business that you want to have, not just running the business, but building the business. So business building activities. Now, you've heard this from me before. Growth magnifies what's already there, right? If you have cracks in your foundation, the bigger you grow, the larger they become. If you have weaknesses that are there in the way that you operate your business, as you grow and expand, those weaknesses can become chasms. The floor will just fall out underneath them. You really have to focus on what's not going well in your business. What is the business building things that we need to do in the background, the behind the scenes stuff? We do need to focus on them as we are growing our business. I remember another business owner who was thrilled because sales were finally coming in, and she assumed that more business would solve the issue. More business coming in, more money coming in the door would eliminate the stress. She assumed that the fix for the stress, the fix for the anxiety, this fix for what wasn't working in her business was just more sales. And if that's you, if you've ever been there, if I could just get more sales, everything would be easier. That was my client. However, what actually happened was that everything became harder. Customers were waiting longer because she didn't have systems in place to accommodate the growth. Mistakes increased. Ugh. When we get busy, when we have things going on and things are moving a mile a minute, and it's more pressure, more time, more, you know, work that needs to be done, that increases mistakes, because if we don't have things in place, then we are going to make more mistakes. Her cash flow got tighter. What? That doesn't even make sense. She had more money coming in the door. How did her cash flow get tighter? Her growth hadn't fixed the problems. It had actually created and magnified the problems. It exposed the weaknesses that were already there. So once we strengthened those foundational pieces, once we went back in and fixed the places that were weak, that were causing the log jams, that were causing things to get stuck and stopped, once we looked back at what's going on in the business, running the business, running the business is doing the work, the building of the business is fixing the things in the background that are not right, so that you can actually get the improved and increased sales going in the direction that you want them to go. So that when you make the more money, when you have more sales coming in, you have the structure to support it, and your quality doesn't decrease, and your customer service doesn't get worse, and your frustration level doesn't increase, and your staff doesn't get overwhelmed. When you build it for the size that you want it to be, that when you get there, it will be easy. So once we strengthened all of her foundations and growth, and her growth stopped feeling chaotic, it actually started to feel exciting. So more customers, more visibility, or more revenue will expose the cracks and weaknesses in your business behind the scenes if you do not address it before you get there. So where do you start? What do you do in your business to address this? Because now you recognize it, right? We've talked about it. You're like, oh, that's me. I know that's what's going on in my business. What do I do? How do I fix it? Don't start with a 47-point business plan. Don't stop your business and overhaul everything immediately. Become aware. First of all, the first thing that you have to do is become aware. Awareness of what's wrong in your business is a giant piece of the puzzle, because when we ignore it, or we blow it off, or I don't want to deal with that kind of attitude, or just not knowing at all, that is what keeps you stuck. So first thing is we need to be aware of what's happening. And then start small. Start with one question. I've learned that the biggest breakthroughs rarely happen through one giant decision. We really need to think that transformation comes from finding the we think that transformation comes from finding the perfect strategy. I fall into that myself. If I just had the right answer, the overall, the big picture, just point me in the right direction, that will fix everything. And it doesn't. If we take it step by step, as successful businesses do, they are built through dozens of small improvements. You know my phrase, micro strategies. Small changes lead to big, small adjustments, small changes lead to big revenue, big dividends on the other side. So small things lead to big things. So let's do one small thing at a time. And those dozen little small things that you have done will actually compound over time. So that's why I recommend you asking yourself this one question every week. Are you ready? If you want to write it down, here it comes. Did I spend more time running the business or building it? Remember, running the business are the waiting on the customers, doing the work, answering the emails, answering the phone, keeping the wheels running in the business, keeping the business moving forward. Building the business is fixing what's going on behind the scenes. Building the business is where are we going? Visioning, what is the next level that we want to achieve? When my sales become stronger and I have more money coming in, what is that going to mean on the other side? Do I need to hire people? Do I need to get more equipment? Do I need to get more supplies? How do I accommodate the growth so that when the growth comes, you're prepared to do it? A very small example is when my husband and I were running our media business. In the beginning, I would always ask him everything that was happening with the individual jobs. I waited on the customers. He did the work. And so I would ask him and he'd get really annoyed with me. He's like, I know what needs to be done. I remember. And I kept saying to him, I don't know. I need that information. I can't walk around inside your head. And he really was very resistant because he could not kind of comprehend why I needed to know. He thought it was like, well, you're just nosy. However, I needed to know so that I could give good customer service on the other side. And what we started to do and the way that I got him to adjust and change a system in our business was I challenged him with, when we have customers, they are going to need to know. When we have customers, we had customers. When we have employees, they will need to know all of this information because now they will be doing the work. And that was a switch for him. And he was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So I actually created a form that we filled out every single time a customer came in. And we used this form from probably month 6 all the way through, you know, more than a decade. And, you know, until we sold our business for a profit, we used this form. And of course, we adjusted it along the way. However, we had a form where we wrote everything down. So that did a lot of things to help our business. Number one, it systematized every customer experience. Every customer that came in was asked all of the same questions. Everything was written down so that once the job was, you know, ordered, when it went back to production, they knew exactly what the client was expecting. So that helped on client expectations. We had a common language. We wrote everything down. But putting that, my point was creating that one little system enabled us to communicate more effectively in our business between the employees, the owners, and the staff, how we're doing this thing. So just doing one small thing created a dozen benefits to us as a staff and to our clients and the service that they received. So when you're that is a building the business task. Running the business was taking the order. Building the business was how do we systematize that to benefit not just communication, but a dozen other areas of our business. And that changes how you prioritize everything when you do that. So every week, ask yourself one simple question. Did I spend more time running my business or building my business? The business that grows predictably are built one intentional improvement at a time. So over the course of the year, if you will ask yourself every single week, did I spend more time running the business or building the business? And focus yourself on one business building question a week. At the end of the year, you will have made 50 improvements, more than 50, 52 weeks in a year, just once a week, asking yourself that question and figuring out one thing that you can improve on the building the business side. You'll have 50 by the end of the year. So it doesn't have to be one giant breakthrough. It does. It's just 100 intentional decisions. So block out the time on your calendar this week, not serving clients, not answering emails, not catching up. Spend one uninterrupted hour if you can, a half hour if you can't, but spend one section of time building your business. And as you put this system into practice, you will actually be able to make it a whole entire hour once a week where you are intentionally building the business. You strengthen one system, improve one customer experience, create one process, clarify one number. Because businesses aren't transformed in one dramatic moment, they're transformed by micro strategies, by the small decisions that you are making over and over and over again to build your business stronger. Your business is kept alive by running it, but your business thrives by building it. So, what kind of tasks are running a business? Answering your emails, that's running a business. Creating a follow-up system, that's running a business. That's building a business. Solving today's crisis, that's running a business. Improving your customer journey, that's building a business. Chasing the next sale, that's running a business. Strengthening the foundation that creates the hundreds of sales, that's building a business. So put some time aside this week. Start with a half hour, build to an hour once a week, working on your business minimum. And you can keep it small, or you can have a year-long plan. Make sure that at least you're spending time every single week building your business. Now, if you would like to get a tool that can help you evaluate where you are in your business journey, where you can look at all areas of your business, where you're doing well and where you have some weaknesses, I have a tool available for you. It's called the Profit Growth Audit. It takes about 10 minutes and you go in and rate yourself on all the different areas of your business. It's a free gift that I have for you in my community. So the way you're going to get that is you're going to go to profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club.club. That's the website address. That will put you into the community and you can download and take the profit growth audit. And in addition to the profit growth audit, you will have access to all of our podcasts, all of our podcast guests, and some of those guests have given us some gifts as well. So you will have access to that as well. The whole community is free. It's just profitconnectors.club. Go check it out. Go grab the profit growth audit this week. Let that be the thing that you do this week during your 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 1 hour of building the business. Start there. Take the profit growth audit and then choose one thing. Remember, build with clarity, lead with purpose. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.